Welcome, my beautiful treasure. I want you to take a deep breath and to begin to relax for me. It may be that you're coming back to hypnosis now after experiencing stress, detachment, and the constant pressures and distractions of your everyday life. Or it may be that you have been deeply engaged with your hypnotic practice, and you are now returning to the source of your sexual surrender once again. In either case, you may now simply relax and let go. Soon, all of your muscles will begin to feel loose, limp, and heavy. And I know that you can't wait to sink down deeply for me once again. To begin, take a moment to prepare yourself for the sacred journey of sensuality and submission that we are about to undertake together. If possible, you should remove all of your clothes and lie on your back somewhere warm and comfortable, where you will not be interrupted for the duration of our time together. Open your legs slightly and allow your palms to rest face up by your side. In this position, you should begin to feel the relief and excitement of a state of physical vulnerability and openness to my words. Begin by simply allowing yourself to enjoy this sense of vulnerability. Your body is beginning to come to rest now, and it feels so good to simply open your body to me. It feels very easy and relaxing to let your palms rest at your sides. And with each breath you take, you can feel an easy sensation of surrender and relaxation beginning to wash over you very gently. Surrendering into relaxation and hypnosis feels like such a relief, doesn't it, treasure? It feels good to simply relax and let go, to let all distractions fade into the background, to let all thoughts and worries fade into the void. When we're here in this sacred, special place together, you experience a tremendous feeling of deep relief from simply allowing yourself to let go. You may also begin to feel a sense of arousal starting to tingle within your cock as you relax and just allow yourself to let go and give in to my words. That's perfectly normal and natural. It makes perfect sense that as you begin to relax and allow yourself to surrender all your feelings of stress and anxiety, you might begin to feel a pleasurable sense of vulnerability and openness in your cock. You might even begin to feel like your cock is a sort of antenna, and that the more you relax, the more your cock can receive the transmission of my words. The more relaxed you become, the more you may be able to feel the arousal and anticipation in your cock becoming more and more intense and insistent. This is very natural, and the more you relax and float into hypnotic sleep for me, the more your cock will naturally and pleasurably respond to my words. Again, your cock is like an antenna reaching out to accept my hypnotic transmission. And the more you relax and allow yourself to feel clear, receptive, and open, the more you will be able to feel my hypnotic words tingling through your cock and into your body and mind. Good treasure. Now, I want you to begin to use your imagination to picture a hypnotic spiral image in your mind. Imagining this will require no effort from you whatsoever. You can simply relax and close your eyes, and you can see a black and white hypnotic spiral in your mind's eye, just slightly above your regular field of vision. Look up just slightly and see this spiral now in your mind's eye. It will be easy for you to feel completely comfortable and relaxed while watching this hypnotic spiral. Focus your attention on the spiral and keep your eyes gazing in the direction of the spiral, just slightly above your regular field of vision, so that you're looking up just a tiny bit as you gaze at the spinning motion. And don't look away from the spiral now, treasure. Just allow yourself to gaze upon its swirling pattern in your mind. And begin now to relax your body for me. I want you to begin by relaxing your feet and legs. Just stare at the spiral in your imagination. And as you do, allow your feet and legs to feel very heavy and comfortable and relaxed. The more you gaze up at the spiral, the heavier your legs and feet are beginning to feel. You can just barely wiggle your toes now because it feels like your legs are trapped in a warm, comfortable, hypnotic goo. Very good. You're doing very well now. Just continue to relax and gaze up at the spiral. Watch it spin and turn, maybe making you feel a slight, pleasurable sense of dizziness. And now your arms and hands are also beginning to feel heavy, loose, and relaxed. As you focus your attention on the spiral, you can feel an intense sense of tiredness and heaviness washing over your arms and your hands. If you try now to wiggle your fingers, you might find that you can just barely wiggle them at all, because it feels so much more easy and comfortable to simply surrender all your effort and let your arms and hands just lie heavy and relaxed by your sides. Excellent, treasure. Now your arms and hands are also beginning to feel very heavy, very comfortable, and loose and relaxed. Just enjoy the sensation of gravity pressing your arms and hands down, deeper and deeper down. You're feeling very relaxed now. And the more heavy and relaxed you feel, the easier it is to simply relax and accept my words. You're feeling very peaceful now, very open to all of my suggestions. It feels like it would be very easy, completely effortless, to simply accept any suggestion I give you. The more you accept my suggestions, the more you can simply allow yourself to relax. And the more receptive you feel, the more you experience a pleasurable sensation of insistent arousal continuing to open within your cock. Keep focusing on the spiral, holding its movement in your mind. Allow yourself to feel your legs and feet and arms and hands pressing down. So very heavy. While you continue to look up at the spinning spiral, imagine the spiral very clearly in your mind's eye. As you focus on it, you can see it moving around and around, spinning in slow, easy circles. And it may make you start to feel slightly dizzy. That's okay, treasure. It's perfectly natural that you might be feeling dizzy and aroused and horny as you watch the spiral. Just keep focusing on it in your mind's eye as you listen very carefully to the sound of my voice and feel the heavy weight of your feet and legs and hands and arms now. Just keep gazing at the center of the spiral, watching it go around and around, around and around. Nothing to do now, except focus on the spiral, and on the sound of my voice, and on the heaviness in your body. You're feeling very deeply relaxed now, and you can just trust and accept sound of my voice. Feel the vibrations from my voice resonating within your cock, making you feel more and more aroused, more and more deeply hypnotized. Your cock is an antenna, and it is perfectly tuned into the frequency of my commands and suggestions. The more you listen to my voice, the more perfectly aroused and receptive you become. Keep your attention focused on the sound of my voice resonating within the antenna of your cock. But don't forget to also keep watching the spiral in your mind's eye, spinning around and around, making you feel dizzy and suggestible. Whenever you find yourself drifting away, just return your thoughts to the spiral. Make sure that you can imagine it very clearly, while you're also feeling the heaviness pressing into your feet and hands and arms and legs. This is very important, treasure. Be sure not to lose track of how the sound of my voice caresses your cock, while you gaze deeply into the spiral and focus upon the heavy pressure all throughout your body. Now, as you continue to focus for me, you may find yourself feeling very sleepy, listening so carefully to my voice, drifting down the dizzy tunnel of the spiral in your imagination, and feeling the heavy pressure in your limbs. It's okay to feel tired and sleepy. You're finding more and more that it would be so wonderful to just let go of everything and relax more deeply than ever before. But you still need to focus just a little more for me. You're struggling now to keep your mind focused very attentively on the force of gravity pushing you down into sleepy comfort. But you also know that it is impossible not to remember how aroused the sexy sound of my voice makes your cock feel. And the more you remember to look up and focus on the spinning spiral, the more intense your hypnotic experience becomes. Struggling so hard now, feeling so hard in your cock, so open and obedient. Fighting to remember to focus on each of the things you must focus on for me. But you're losing the battle, aren't you, darling? And it would feel so much better to just relax and surrender completely for me, wouldn't it? And now, as I say the word surrender, you can just let go of everything and relax completely for me. Surrender now, treasure, and feel yourself fall into deep hypnosis for me. Very good. That's right, treasure. Just let everything go and relax completely now. And now there's nothing left that you need to do. You can just sink down and let yourself really enjoy how arousing it feels to slip into my deep hypnotic control. And this is something you already know and understand very well. You already know on a very deep level the relaxing into the control of a sexy, seductive, powerful goddess brings you a deep sense of satisfaction. This is why you're attracted to erotic hypnosis on a fundamental level. You already know that there's such a deep, intense pleasure to just letting yourself surrender into the sexy influence of a dominant woman. And the deepest pleasure, just sinking into my hypnotic control. There's really nothing you want more than to just experience the pleasure of such surrender all of the time. The more you devote yourself to surrender, the better you feel. And the pleasure of hypnotic surrender is so much more than a passing pleasure. There are those tiny momentary pleasures you can experience, like the brief moment of bliss you have when you masturbate an orgasm. And these are fun. But you know deep down in the core of your being that there are also more intense and rapturous pleasures. The pleasures that satisfy you all throughout your heart, mind, and soul. And you know, don't you, treasure, that there is no pleasure more absolutely right for you than the ecstasy you experience when you surrender into hypnotic submission for your dominant goddess. And yet, somehow you deny yourself this pleasure too often, don't you? Even though you know that there's no greater rapture than the bliss of perfect, submissive, hypnotized surrender, you still erect barriers in your thoughts and feelings so that you can function on a day-to-day level. You prevent yourself from feeling those insistent waves of submissive yearning that you know exist deep within you when you see a sexy woman in a restaurant, a coffee shop, or at work, or wherever you find yourself in your day-to-day life. And that's a common response to the intensity of sexual charge, but it also prohibits you from fully embracing the erotic pleasure of your true submissive nature. You've been programmed by society to believe that you must turn off the antenna of your cock's erotic receptivity in order to function in your day-to-day life. But deep within yourself, you know that this is simply not true. Deep down in the core of your being, you intuitively know that you'll feel more fulfilled, more satisfied, and more in touch with your deepest and most rapturous self if you allow your feelings of arousal to blossom and influence you in a day-to-day, moment-to-moment way. And, more importantly, the more you consistently stay present to your arousal, the easier it will be for me to train and program you. You can now give yourself the freedom to do the tiniest things, to allow yourself to be as receptive as possible to the submissive and hypnotic power of your arousal. It might be as small a thing as allowing yourself to give your sexy waitress a more generous tip than your shield itself would deem proper. Maybe if you work in an office or in a retail space, you might let yourself do something nice for a hot colleague or coworker, like taking care of one of her tasks without being asked, or bringing her a snack when she needs one. Nothing creepy or obvious, just the little things that only you and I will know are rooted in your sexually submissive nature. From this moment forward, it will be very easy for you to simply allow yourself to be influenced by things that arouse you. If there is a part of you that denies feelings of arousal when you encounter sexy moments in your day-to-day life, you will now simply find that this part of you is becoming weaker and weaker. The part of you that is shielded against letting arousal influence you is simply weakening more and more right now. It is becoming easier and easier to become receptive to your arousal and to allow your arousal to make you more and more receptive and suggestible. Anytime you might experience arousal, you will be receptive to it. And any time you surrender to your arousal, it will make you more and more weak and suggestible. Your new receptivity will not cause you to do anything inappropriate or unpleasant. You will find it very easy to allow your arousal to influence you in very small but definite ways. It might be a tiny gesture, like the larger-than-usual tip, or a kind word, or an email to your goddess. But deep down, you will know that you are allowing yourself to feel sexual feelings that are influencing you in subtle but profound ways. And you know that this will make you feel very wonderful, don't you, my treasure? You know that you're tired of constantly swinging back and forth between times when you feel fully and blissfully submissive and times when you feel shielded and in control. It's time now to fully commit to really letting go of more control. You know it will feel like such a relief to simply allow yourself to be influenced by your arousal whenever you have the opportunity to do so. And you know that it is safe and harmless to accept this because you're not required to do anything that would be harmful or embarrassing. You can just allow yourself to feel your arousal influencing you. Opening up your feelings is the most important thing. Once you begin to allow yourself to truly feel how arousal influences you, you know that this will have a transformative effect on your day-to-day experience of joy and bliss. Allowing yourself to become receptive to your arousal, rather than trying to shield yourself from it, will allow you to feel a continuous and persistent throb of submissive pleasure. And we both know that this is something you want very, very much, don't we, treasure? You're going to remember that from now on, it will be very easy for you to simply allow yourself to be influenced by everything that arouses you. The part of you that denies your feelings of arousal in your day-to-day life is now becoming weaker and weaker. It is becoming easier and easier to become deeply receptive to your arousal. And you will allow your arousal to make you more and more receptive and suggestible. Anytime you might experience arousal, you will be receptive to it. And anytime you surrender to your arousal, It will make you more and more weak and suggestible. So good. You're doing very well. And you know that the more receptive you become to your arousal, the more pleased with you I will become. And you probably know from past experience that nothing causes you to be less receptive to your own feelings of arousal than releasing all of your pent-up sexual feelings in a masturbatory orgasm. It feels so much more pleasurable to stay aroused and receptive to arousal than it does to orgasm and lose all of that blissful, submissive energy. Doesn't it, treasure? As you begin to become more and more receptive to your arousal, you may find that you become less and less inclined to release when you masturbate. This is very natural. The more you experience the bliss of allowing your arousal to guide your actions, the more sad and boring you will feel when your arousal is depleted by pointless orgasms. It may become very natural and easy for you to begin withholding from release when you masturbate, so that you can prolong the experience of aroused receptivity. You're feeling so very relaxed now, treasure, and it is effortless for you to fully accept that it will be very easy for you to simply allow yourself to be influenced by everything that arouses you. And that's just the way things are for you now. The part of you that denies your feelings of arousal in your day-to-day life is now completely weak, helpless, and deactivated. It is becoming perfectly simple now for you to become deeply receptive to your arousal. And you will allow your arousal to make you more and more receptive and suggestible. Anytime you might experience arousal, you will be receptive to it. And anytime you surrender to your arousal, it will make you more and more weak and suggestible. Good, treasure. You will awaken on the count of three, feeling refreshed, horny, and awake. And you will find that all of the commands and suggestions in this session have become effortlessly anchored in your mind and in your feelings. One, beginning to come up now. Two, wiggling your fingers and toes, taking in a deep and refreshing breath. Three, up. Awaken now, my sexy treasure.